When they had set them in the midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He bore a king's name, but a slave's shame. His name was Moses. A Pharaoh's name, Ahmose, Tatmose. Mose identifies him as someone raised in a royal household. But he was a man on the run because he had turned against his adoptive family and slain an Egyptian soldier who was beating one of his own people by blood, a Hebrew slave. And so Moise, the man with the king's name, but now a slave's shame, found himself out in the desert. And in the desert, he found himself a keeper of sheep. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And the angel said, "Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." Then the angel said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. The angel of the Lord appears to Moses, and yet he calls himself God. Second century BC writings call this angel of the Lord by another phrase. They call him God's word. He's also identified as the angel of death, the tenth plague, the all-powerful word who brings judgment on God's opponents. This Lord, this angel of the Lord, this word of God said, "I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians." But this man who is hearing this angel of the Lord, this word of the Lord, the man who bears a king's name but a slave's shame, this shepherd, Moses, can't simply go back to Egypt and tell the people that he saw an angel or heard the word. He needs to bring back a name. "Who shall I say sent me?" Moses said to God, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" And God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" And so this shepherd, with a slave's shame, but a king's name, hears for the very first time the mighty name of the angel of the Lord, the name of the word of God. He now knows in whose name this God will deliver the people in slavery. "I am. I am sends you back to deliver his people." Or as one pastor put it, "Just watch me. I am the God who will be known by what I do. I am the God who will be known by my acts and not just by the words that I speak, because the word I speak does what it says." And so I am, this angel with a name, sends Moses to shepherd a new flock. He sends Moses to shepherd the slaves in Egypt out to the promised land, to a greener pasture, to still waters, to lead them through the valley of the shadow of death, to set tables before them in the midst of their enemies and bring them to a place where they can set up the house of the Lord. In the beginning was the angel of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and he became flesh. He walked among us. I am heard the cries of his flock and came to shepherd them himself, as he had long promised he was going to do, as he spoke through the prophet Ezekiel. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so I will seek out my sheep. And I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured. I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. I am the shepherd, the good one, says Jesus, the Word of God, the angel of the Lord made flesh. I have a Savior's name, but a shepherd's game. My name, after all, Yeshua, is the Lord saves. Just watch me and see that I am. I am not, Jesus says, like the under-shepherds I sent, who ended up caring nothing for the sheep, but made themselves fat off their wool and off their mutton, and then just abandoned them when the wolves of sin and Satan and death came after them. I am, Jesus says, the one who will lay down his life for the sheep and then take it up again. Jesus, the Word of God, the messenger of the Lord, who names himself, I am. And then Jesus' disciples are sent out into the world as apostles, as ambassadors of the name, sent with good news. I am is I am. He has given his name and power to this man who died on a cross. The Lord alone saves, and his name is Jesus. The priests ask Peter and John a very pointed question. By what power or by what name did you do this? And if you followed up to this point, you can translate their question into simpler English. They are asking Peter and John, who is your God? That's what it means to ask somebody in whose power or by whose name you do something if you are a follower of the great I am. To this very day, Jews will not say the name of the one they worship. They will not name I am. When they see his name written in the Torah or in the writings, they shudder and will only say Hashem. Hashem, Hebrew for the name. That's what Hashem means. And they will only say the name when they come across God or the Lord in their scriptures. As the apocryphal text of Jubilees says, and now I will make you swear by the great oath, because there is not an oath which is greater than it. By the glorious and honored and great and splendid and amazing and mighty name which created heaven and earth and everything together, that you will fear and worship him. To say the name of the Lord is to say the very name of your God. And so who is it, Peter and John? Who do you worship? Who is your God? Give us his name. If we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, in no other God, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There is no other Lord. There is no other path to knowing God. What is the name of the one who will deliver us? Yeshua, Jesus of Nazareth. There is no other name, for there is no other way to know a saving, loving God. Every other path to God will lead you to a fiction of your own imagination, as Satan desires you to picture him in your mind. It is in Jesus and in Jesus alone that we come to know the I Am who spoke to Moses from that burning bush, the angel of the Lord, the Word of God himself, who has appeared and spoken to prophets throughout history and now finally came in the flesh. Who is our God? What is his name? It is Yeshua, sent by the Father, alive in us by his Spirit. In another apocryphal book, the book of Enoch, we hear, at that hour, the Son of Man was named by the name. In the presence of the Lord of the Spirits, the before time, even before the creation of the sun and the moon, before the creation of the stars, he was named by the name in the presence of the Lord of the Spirits. He is God's Son. He has a king's name, but no shame. He is the shepherd, the good one, the Lord. He is I Am. His name is Jesus. Amen.